This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The number 23 is recognized as Michael Jordan's jersey number, but there's another Chicago icon that wore 23, one of the greatest players in Cubs history, Ryne Sandberg. Remembered as one of the team's greatest second basemen, Sandberg died Monday at the age of 65, surrounded by friends and family. He had metastatic prostate cancer. For Cubs fans, he'll always be their beloved Rhino. He was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005, where he delivered this speech.
I love to play baseball. I'm a baseball player. I've always been a baseball player. I'm still a baseball player. That's who I am. I love you too.
Sandberg retired in 1997 after playing 15 of his 16 MLB seasons with the Cubs. In June last year, the Cubs celebrated the unveiling of the Ryne Sandberg statue at Wrigley Field. Paramount recently announced the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's late-night show. And my colleague Mike Davis reports the news is rippling through Chicago's comedy scene. Colbert started his comedy career performing at the Annoyance Theater and touring with Second City. Current Chicago comics say the move will only lead to more jokes at the president's expense. Local stand-up Enju Kim says comics have a unique way of getting under the skin of politicians.
There's nothing that upsets powerful people who are accustomed to feeling important. It's so belittling. Like, it cuts them to the core of their insecurity.
Kim next appears on August 15th at Babs Comedy Club. Kids in suburban Will County can get free books thanks to Dolly Parton. The Country Music Icons Imagination Library program kicked off in Will County yesterday. The program mails free, high-quality, and age-appropriate books to kids from birth until their fifth birthday. And one of the world's rarest big cats has given birth to two cubs at Brookfield Zoo. The zoo says the Amur leopard cubs are an important addition to the species' global population, as there are less than 100 in the wild. Early observations show the cubs, who were born July 14th, are healthy. You're listening to The Rundown. Lollapalooza returns to Chicago Thursday, and several local artists will nab the spotlight. Chicago's Emily Clarice Woods, who performs under the singular name Clarice, will perform during the Chicago Maid Showcase. She stopped by the studios of WBEZ's sister station Vocalo to talk to Nydia Hernandez about her set list and the making of her new heartfelt EP.
Yeah. You're going to be at Lollapalooza performing?
That's like, right.
How amazing is that? Yeah. How has that been for you?
I mean, it's really exciting. It's awesome. I mean, we're doing it through Chicago Made. And so it's like a whole showcase of a Chicago artist. And I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Is this your first time performing at Lolla? I mean, I know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's exciting. And I mean, I just released this project, Patient on Me. It just feels like it's a continuous climb.
Yeah, like you
were saying, it's like this year there's a lot coming and there's more music even being released this year that I'm like super excited about. Like some collaborations with some local Chicago artists that I'm like super jazzed to have coming out later in the year.
Oh, we love that. We love a good collab. How long did this project take for you to put together?
Oh, that's a really good question. Technically, it's crazy, but it might be close to like 4 years. Grab That was written 4 years ago. I was working on another EP that probably will never see the light of day as projects go. Then Need a Little came maybe 2.5-3 years ago, and that continued to grow, and I felt like Need a Little and Grab That became these companion songs to each other. So they naturally just fit. I wrote Getting Better on my 30th birthday. I realized I went through this whole evolution of grieving and moving through this narcissistic relationship that I had about 4 years ago.
I know when I listened to Patient on Me,
yeah,
which was like my fave. Can you divulge a little bit more on like that song and like the process of you putting it together?
No, to all I have to pay the price, but I give my riches every time, and I endure. in the rain.
That song came together about 2 years ago, and it was birthed from a conversation. I decided to be like, definitely wasn't trying to be in a relationship. And I finally got to this point where I was like, okay, I think that you love yourself enough. Like, you are okay stepping back out into the world of dating. So I was like having a conversation with one of my friends, P Tugs, who is also a local Chicago artist, about how I was feeling like maybe I'm ready again. And that poured out of me, like, maybe I'm ready to be open if I can receive patience from someone. You know, I'm coming to the table with trauma, and also like the world that I've built for myself in this like year and change that I've been alone is beautiful. If I am letting someone into that, it's going to be tough. And I need to know that you're going to accept the whole of me, and you're going to like want to actually see me and be with me and not just an idea of me. My Lollapalooza situation as Clarice, I'm feeling like I'm gonna do my body, because my body gets people dancing and moving and the heart rate's up. Definitely have to do Patient on Me to give people something to feel tender about. And then I'm thinking about doing something maybe unreleased, which I don't think will be released by the time that Lollapalooza happens, but it might be a little surprise for everyone to tune in for. My body, you
buy it. Don't deny it. Don't you, that was Vocalo's Nydia Hernandez in conversation with the Chicago musician Clarice. Clarice takes the stage at Lollapalooza Day 1 on Thursday during the Chicago Made Showcase. Weather for today, humid with sun and clouds, high near 93. Tonight could see a stray thunderstorm in the evening, low near 73. Tomorrow, a few chances for thunderstorms, high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.